right, we're here.
Hi.
Hey.
Welcome, everyone.
Hello.
So this is the first episode, very first one, of Once Upon a Captain Swan podcast.
Woo!
Yeah.
Yay!
So we're going to just try this out and see how it goes, and hopefully this turns out to be something cool that we can do every week.
Heck yeah.
So let's go around and introduce all of ourselves. This is Sarah. We got...
Hi, Sarah.
We got J-Mo. Jenna.
Hey, guys. Hello. Hey.
We got Jenna from the UK.
Hello.
We got Gabrielle.
Hey, what's up?
And we got Kimberly.
What up?
So, everyone's kind of start off and talk about how you first got into the show. What made you, like, when did you start watching and what made you decide to start watching it?
All right, I'll go. This is Jenna, aka J-Mo, because we have two of them here. I've actually been a fan of fairy tales and lore and all that kind of stuff ever since I was a kid. And so when I found out that this show was coming on, taking a new spin on fairy tales, I was like, I'm going to watch the hell out of this. So I've been watching since October 23rd, 2011, day one. But it wasn't until season two when the crocodile came around that I truly and inevitably fell in love with Captain Hook. And if over time, just Captain Swan, like Justine, began to own my proverbial ass. So, and that's why I'm here. Because we love them.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
All right.
Funny story, J-Mo got me to watch Once Upon a Time. Yeah, you did. I was living in Vermont and I had no friends because, and so Jenna kept texting me and she's like, you need to watch this show. It's amazing. You need to watch this show. And I'm like, I don't know. I have so many other things I need to binge. And she's like, bitch, you need to watch this show. So I started binging and it now owns not only my proverbial, but literal, but because, well, that's my last name. So, so from then I was hooked, and now, no pun intended, and have been sucked down the rabbit hole and have even started writing again because of this lovely show. So thank you.
Nice.
Awesome.
Yes, ma'am.
So I'm Jenna Too from Cardiff in the UK. And
Doctor Who,
what was I doing? I don't know the date, but it was about a year ago. And I was just sat in my room. And I'm a Netflix addict, so I was just flicking through Netflix, and like, I kept seeing Once Upon a Time, and I was just like, I'm not really in the mood for it, I don't think I'll like it. And then one day I was just like, right, I'm gonna watch this. And I just got hooked from like day one, because I love fairy tales, and I just love how it's like happy endings, but the villains are not really villains, the heroes are not really heroes. Well, they are, but you know, everyone's got light and dark. And then, funnily enough, when Captain Hook came in, I couldn't stand him. And he really
Shame
annoyed me. I know. He really, really annoyed me. And then I was just like, oh, he's doing my head in. But then when he started changing for Emma, I was just like, I love him. And that's pretty much it. Captain Swan now I'm kind of obsessed with. It's like paintings. I keep doing fanfics, which I've never done before for anything else. Once Upon a Time is pretty much just my life now. So, yeah.
Same.
Okay, well, hey, I'm Sarah. I'm living in North Carolina right now. Yeah. I watched the show from the beginning because I am 24/7, 365 Disney child since I was not even a year old. So I felt like this show was made for me. Mm. Season one, I was 100% into Snowing and Rumble. Mm-hmm. Rumble, not so much anymore. But
so many obvious reasons.
Yeah. So, but I just kept waiting and waiting for somebody to come along to pair up with Emma because she was always my favorite. And when I heard that they cast Colin for the role, because I had watched him on The Tudors, so I thought, okay, this could be cool. But when they brought him on originally, I never even thought of putting him with Emma because he was with Aurora on The Tudors. So they brought him onto the show and I was like, I ship Hook and Aurora, 100%. This needs to happen. But of course, that didn't happen.
No.
So it wasn't until season three, I think it really was the scene where he's like, when I win your heart and I will win it, you know, it'll be because you want me. Like, that was when I was like, okay, I finally see this. that this is going to be something. And it kind of took all, my mind off of Neil at the time, because when they brought Michael Raymond James on, who I love, I got really excited. But then the more we saw Neil, the more I was like, nope, this is not working. This is not who I want for her. So that's really when my gear kind of shifted, shifted to Captain Swan. So, and here I am all these years later, and it's ruined my life. In the best way.
In the bestest of ways.
And finally, Gabby.
Oh, this is Gabrielle from Atlanta. I started watching because actually Jennifer Goodwin. So when I heard she was going to start a show, I was like, oh, I got to check it out. So I've been a true fan since the beginning. And I was late coming on to Captain Swan until Good Form when I heard they were going to kiss. And I was like, oh, let me check out the kiss. And then when I saw the kiss, I was like, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That's them.
That is it.
Yes, that's
that is,
it.
That is a hot kiss.
Yes.
So can we just take a moment to thank God that we have Jen and Colin?
Agreed.
Like, yes. They are thank amazing.
Couldn't imagine anybody else being Hooker Emma.
No, ma'am.
Yeah.
No.
Wasn't it Eddie's wife?
Or it was it Adam's wife?
Yeah.
Who was basically like, "Why? You need to hire him."
Bless Eddie's wife.
Yeah, we need to thank her.
Can we send her flowers?
Yes.
Yeah, send her flowers.
All right, so our main thing that we're going to talk about today is we want to talk about the Fairy Tales 4 convention. Three of us were there. Three of us had the weekend of our lives.
Woohoo!
And so we want to talk a little bit about what it was like, and kind of want to hear what everyone else's reactions were for when you were like reading stuff online and how that was. Because normally every year I'm online with everyone else reading about updates from Paris. So I know what both situations were like now. So we're going to talk about all that. So Gabrielle, Jenna, and I were there for 2 days, and it was magical. Absolutely magical.
The best weekend ever.
Yeah. How about, well, let's go right into it and start with the panel. The first panel that was Saturday.
Okay.
With Colin, Bex, and Liam. So certain things that I remember from this panel was that we kind of got confirmation about two ships, like an official confirmation. We got a confirmation on Hook Tank.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Hook Tank is canon now.
Tinker Hook lives.
So what's everyone's thoughts on that? Did you know that that had already happened? Was it something you wanted?
Yeah, to me it was always obvious.
Yeah, yeah, very obvious.
They were like the only, well, she was like the only adult female there.
That's true.
Touché.
I mean, and she's not bad to look at, so I mean, it doesn't work, right? Like, it's one of those things that I agree that I feel like, I don't want to say it was a necessity, but like, it was an inevitability, maybe?
Yeah.
I think that's kind of where I felt.
Yeah. Well, I think we know that Hook has a pretty decent sex drive, and he was there for hundreds of years, so...
Yeah,
he's mastered it by now, you know?
No, Kim Justine, and I, we have our a group text going on. We dubbed ourselves Captain Charming Hood. So when we're texting back and forth, and she gives me that, she's like, Tinker Hook lives, and I'm like, oh, geez, here we go. Because she was so excited, because she's been wanting that for a while, so I was very happy that they finally confirmed it for her.
I just love how Colin told us as well. He's so awkward and shy about these kind of things.
Yes.
He was just like,
I just love that he is, it's sometimes so opposite of his character, where he's like talking about something like that. He's like, but meanwhile, I feel like he'll be like, yeah, I did tink. What of it?
He goes bright red as well. Like,
oh my goodness. I can't. Oh, he's just so precious.
What's funny, though, is that in comparison to the Hook and Regina conversation, in which he was like, yeah, it probably happened. And it really wasn't, again, it wasn't like a canon confirmation, but more like both the actors are like, yeah, it happened. It probably happened.
Yeah.
Oh, I just love how they gave pretty much the same answer, though. It was like about the carriage rocking or whatever.
Yeah, you know that they've had this conversation, you know, behind the scenes.
Oh, yeah, they have.
Well, the whole Regina and Hook thing came up from in my meet and greet that morning. They asked him if Regina and him had a chemistry or something like that, and he was like, "Yeah, they do," but he really loves Emma. So like, she was trying to imply like, that they was there, there's something more between him and Regina. It's like, no, people. Mm-hmm. It's he's obviously with him.
Gross.
Y'all just quit. Just quit.
Yeah.
Don't even try to stir up nothing.
Exactly.
You know, I always saw them more as like a brother sister type thing because they do have all these similarities in their character, and then you just read some of these fics where they like are siblings, and you're just like, man, I want it. Like
they give me kind of like the Reese Witherspoon and Ryan Phillippe from Cruel Intentions brother sister vibe.
Yes.
Except for all now I can think about is Luke and Leia. You kissed your sister.
No. Oh, no.
It's all I can think of now. Now that you're talking about this.
I think
that they
did a bit more than just kiss.
Well, no, I know. That's why I'm like really grossed out right now that now you guys are like, oh, I feel like they're brother and sister. And I'm like, you just said 5 minutes ago that they did it. Like, no. If you could see my face right now, that would really help. But
oh, yes.
Yeah. So I'm a little grossed out,
Kim's faces are the best.
So I think my favorite bit from the first panel was Colin's little song.
Oh yeah, yes, absolutely. Yeah.
And Rebecca's reaction to it, like she just like pretended to be a fox and like pawing him. Yeah, Bex was like a fangirl.
All I kept thinking about, though, when he was singing that song was Wayne's World when Garth
Me
sings
too,
it.
Me too.
I could not handle it. I just wanted to see him throw up the fox ears, too, just to make it even better.
Oh, that would have been great.
Oh, my God.
Yes,
he's even
please.
Cuter in person. Yes.
Oh, my God. Don't even talk about how cute in person he is.
If he's not in Vancouver, I'm going to be super upset.
I was not prepared. Like, I walked into the room, and I just looked at, like, I looked at him, and he just kind of was smiling and signing autographs and stuff. And I was just like, oh my God, he's like 10 times hotter in real life. How is this even humanly possible?
You, sir, are gorgeous.
I think everyone knew that, like. Everyone in the queue was just like,
Liam Garrigan is adorable as hell. I'm just going to throw that out there, too.
Yes. Oh, yes. Yeah. He's super chill and cool.
Oh,
do you know why that is?
I'm happy about that.
If I have one thing I could wish for season 6, it would be that I want them to just take a little, like, update detour to the underworld so we can see that, like, him and Corella are, like, king and queen of the underworld.
Yes! I ship it so hard!
Yes.
Ugh.
It can really just be a little, like, 10-second scene. I don't care, but it would just it make me so happy.
I really didn't know that Liam was Northern.
What would they be even called? Camelot Devil?
I like it. I like it.
There you have it. Camelot Devil. Corella and
it's official.
King Arthur.
Is like, not already a ship name for them.
And so does that mean that Guinevere is still alive and she's just with Lancelot somewhere?
God, I hope so.
Yeah, I hope so.
And me and Justine have gone back and forth about this a lot. Am I the only... She mentioned this to me. The Last Rites felt more like a finale than the 2-hour finale.
Agreed. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Because like I was telling her, last year with the finale, it was like giving me that emotional gut punch to where like I needed the next episode now. I didn't feel that when this finale happened. So I was
also,
like, oh, that just happened. Okay.
Since they're going back to the old format next season, where the whole storyline is going to stretch all season, why did they feel the need to take up 2 episodes of season 5 to introduce this storyline?
Thank you.
You know, we're going to have 22, 23 episodes of it next year.
Right.
We didn't need an additional 2 more when you already rushed through this underworld storyline in, like, a few episodes, you know, because we only had half a season for it.
They sure did.
And they had promised so many things that weren't delivered.
Yes.
I don't know. You guys know my feelings are on this season. Just felt so rushed and so jumbled and so ugh, that, like...
Yeah.
We didn't need that episode about Merida, nothing.
And I love Merida, don't get me wrong. I absolutely love her. But did we need that? Did it further the story along in any way?
Did we really need Bear King?
I still haven't seen it all the way through.
I still don't see why.
I haven't watched it.
I've only watched it once.
Mm-hmm.
So, I know we're doing a Captain Swan podcast, but does anyone have any secondary ships?
Captain Charming all the way.
Charming.
Oh, me too. Oh, yeah. Oh my God, I love Captain Charming.
I was Outlaw Queen.
See, I was really into Red Warrior, and then when, like,
yes.
Red's, when Ruby Slippers happened, I was just like,
They just killed your dream. Yeah, just killed it. Yeah.
They killed the buzz. They killed the buzz. Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm glad that they put an LGBT thing in, but yeah.
Could have been somebody else. It totally could have been somebody else.
I also, to the day I die, I'm a Frankenwolf shipper as well.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they were cool. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, I miss Whale.
Me too.
Feel like I really would have liked to have seen a male couple. You know what I mean? I felt like it was just like, yeah, two chicks making out on network TV. And then you're just like, all right, okay.
Yeah, I mean, because I'm gay myself, but I didn't mind them being together, like, who it was necessarily, but it was just so rushed that it was like...
The development wasn't there.
They didn't develop a relationship like they would with a straight couple. Like, there was no relationship build-up at all, you know?
Yes.
And I'm all about the build-up.
Yeah, this is the thing. Go ahead, like it.
Like it because we told you to.
Exactly.
But we'll probably never see him again. That's the problem. Like, that's the point.
I hope we do.
Well, I think the whole point of all the fans who were complaining is that they're not going to be on the show. So appease people.
Well, because I do
have one
dead.
More ship
we
that I do have one more ship that I will go down with, and that's Frozen Jewel, Liam and Elsa.
Okay.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, I'm
just
also
the fact
very.
That it's Killian's brother with Emma's best friend. It only makes sense.
It works in fix. It works really well.
It does.
You know, I could totally see that more than
Let's
the
not
ship
go
that must not
the
be named.
Yeah, the elephant in the room.
I had enough of them that weekend, so no thank you. No more.
Oh god. How bad was it? Like, for real?
It was so bad. It was really bad.
Oh, jeez.
Someone literally had a go at me for getting Colin's autograph. I was like,
What?
Huh? What?
I was stood in the queue for, like, Liam's autograph, and I'd just come from Collins. And she was just like, oh, why did you get Collins? And I was just like, because I like him. And she was like, oh, well, he was here last year. And I was like, well, I wasn't here last year. And she probably had a go at me. I was like, mind your own business.
Yeah.
Well, he was... Okay, are we going to address that girl that paid money for the duo and then, like, totally, like, shafted Colin?
Ugh.
I just don't know why you would pay your hard-earned money to buy a duo with one person that you do not like, to just totally leave them out of it. Just buy the one with Lana if you wanted it so badly.
Mm-hmm. I'd be curious to see if she did get anything else with her, because the problem with Lana's stuff is that it sold out instantly.
It sold out on the first day, yeah.
So,
in hours, yeah.
For some people, this was the only opportunity that they could get with her. So I think that's why you saw so many kind of unwilling people go into these duos that didn't necessarily want to be there with the other guest.
Okay.
I just think it's so rude. It's like, you know, I mean, I got, like, if I got a duo and the only way I could get a duo with Colin was to get it with someone else, then I wouldn't, like, push them out of the picture. It's just really, really rude. It's like...
You know, as someone who...
To do it to troll
right?
is just ridiculous.
Yeah.
As someone who works conventions, it's... The accidental rudeness happens, but I have never seen such a blatant, like, display of someone being a just heinous bitch. I'm gonna say it. I'm gonna call her out on it. And it wasn't just rude. It was just... There has to be some level of respect, because if Colin wasn't on the show, I would say, would not have made it as far as it had. So you have to at least show respect when respect is due. And that was just hands down disrespectful. Sorry. And I see it working cons, but, like, it's just... Come on, girl. Come on.
It's just plain mean, to be honest with you. Mm-hmm. It's like... Because anybody who's, a nice person would not do that to anybody. Mm-hmm. It's like...
No. Correct, yeah.
You just wouldn't. Like, I wouldn't want to upset someone. I wouldn't want to, like, make them feel uncomfortable in that way, you know?
Especially someone so issue... kind, you know?
They're there representing your favorite show. Mm-hmm. Don't be a dick. That's what it boils down to. Don't be a dick.
Yep.
Yeah.
Can we send him some unproblematic cinnamon rolls just because
some apology rolls? Some just apology cinnamon rolls for this bitch at this convention? Colin, we're sorry you had to deal with this. Here, you and your beautiful family enjoy these cinnamon rolls.
And then he'll post a picture of little baby with a cinnamon roll in his hand.
Yep.
With little Evan.
Yep.
How old? He must be like 3 now, right?
Yeah, he'll be 3.
Holy moly.
My nephew's birthday, actually.
prime sim and roll age. Let's just get his kid prime hopped up on sugar and just see what happens. Do it. Yep.
Helen would adore that.
Yeah, because Helen's just going to give him the Colin and say, here, have fun, and just walk off.
Exactly.
I mean, that's what I would do.
I think the thing with Helen as well is that, like, you know, Colin probably wouldn't have made it to do this if it hadn't been for her. Because, like, she obviously supported him when he was looking for work, and he was, like, touring around on his band or whatever. So I guess without her, like, he probably wouldn't have made it anyway. So I think we should thank Helen as well.
Thank you, Helen.
Let's use Saint Helen.
Brilliant.
Yeah, I ship them so hard. Like, they're so cute. They're
so cute. She never ages, though. What is with that?
She doesn't.
Because she's Saint Helen.
Her wedding pictures, she looks the exact same thing.
Because she's a literal saint among men. That is what it is.
It's Saint Helen, the patron saint of Captain Swan.
There you go. I like it.
Great.
Thank you.
Also, those Irish jeans, man.
Ugh. Yeah.
Something in the water.
You mean his physical jeans or the ones he's wearing?
His physical jeans.
Well,
biological
jeans. Biological.
Thank you. I was like, sorry, I had a moment there.
It was pretty funny when, Sarah, when you were just walking around there, I'm like, what is with European guys? She was just like, there's just, like, gorgeous people everywhere.
It is. It's like supermodels just walking down the street, and you know, you don't see that in America.
No, you sure as hell.
So, you know, people walk around with socks and flip-flops and, like, going to Walmart. It's like, no,
that's not how
it is in Europe.
Yeah, just Crocs.
Like, I felt so underdressed. Like, I felt I couldn't go out on the street unless I, like, did a full face of makeup and had on, like, a nice outfit and some heeled boots, you know, like, had to do my hair. Like, that's how you feel when you're over there. You know, you have to get yourself... You can't go out in your pajamas.
You actually have to make an effort.
Yes.
Is it because we're the country that is the stepchild that rebelled and then said, piss off, and so now we just have our Walmarts, and that's why Target. We're so uncivilized? And that's why we were sent away.
I think you get an unrealistic view of it when you just go to the capital cities, though.
That could be, yeah.
Yeah.
I've certainly seen
people in, like, the town I grew up just walking around in trackies all the time in pajamas to the supermarkets and stuff.
Yeah, I guess I can't really judge, having just been in London and Paris.
Yeah. Right.
So, what else happened on day one?
So, Gabrielle, you were in the meet and greet. Talk about that.
My first seeing Colin was in a meet and greet, and of course, everybody from the page knows I came in late, so... I was mad, so I was standing by the side, and he stared at me. I was like, oh my god, Colin is staring at me. So, like, I was pissed, because I was sitting outside of the little circle, so I didn't really pay attention to the first question, because I was pissed off, and in awe of Colin, but he said that one scene in Once that was challenging to him was the scene coming down from the beanstalk, and it was raining, and they usually have, like, these barriers above them, to keep them from getting wet, but he could tell that this one was bowing so much that it was about to break, so he told him to get rid of it, but once they got rid of it, he was so surprised about how much rain was actually pouring on him and how cold it was. So that was funny. He said he'd like to be an iZombie as a corpse. So
yes.
Yeah,
I need it,
because he said he knows
that would mean we get to see him topless, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
As they cut him open.
And that would also mean that Rose would have to try and mimic Colin's mannerisms.
There you go.
Oh. Oh.
Yes. Well, he said he wanted to be...
You're welcome for that.
He wanted to be in the background, like, as a corpse, so...
Oh, I want him to have one of the brains that she eats. Come on, now.
Well, he knows the producer, so look out if you watch iZombie.
Touché. Yeah. iZombie's good if you guys haven't checked it out.
Yeah, it's great. I love it.
I've tried to watch one episode, but I didn't get into it quite yet, so I will try it again.
Yeah, give it a few episodes. It takes a little bit to get in.
I agree with Jenna.
Let's go to the panel, day two panel.
Okay.
So that's when we got Tom coming up on stage.
Oh, that was great.
To give his pirate coat and hook.
Oh, that man slays me.
Which one?
To no end.
Both. Again, this is another boat situation, ladies.
Let's be real. Both of
them. I mean,
do,
can we just talk about Tom's, like, his detail on those costumes are just, I mean, yeah, yeah. Bravo.
And
like,
to see them up close, it's really crazy. It's amazing, yeah.
I mean, the time and effort that goes into those, and it just pays off so well because he just makes it work.
I love how Colin complimented on him on the time that he
takes. Yes. Yeah, he did take some time out to really applaud Tom's work on those costumes.
Yeah.
Because they are incredible.
And he changed multiple times. Like, oh, yeah. He would come out every couple hours in an entirely different outfit.
Yeah, at the party.
The one that he wore last year when he did the tan jacket, the Prince Charles outfit.
Yes.
I just about fainted because that was absolutely stunning.
Well, Tom came back that night for the party, and he came back dressed in that blue suit that Colin wore to the Irish Awards year.
Oh, he did? I didn't know that.
Yes, he did, and he looked so good. He looked really good.
That blue suit killed me too with the chain.
Yes. Oh my god.
Well, you know what I need for next year? I need Tom to do the Vivian Westwood Gladwin.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Yes.
That would be just phenomenal.
That's very striking.
It was. And he needs to grow his hair out a little longer, too, because Colin had a little bit of a longer hair when he wore that outfit.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Although Tom's hair was a bit longer, like, this time, wasn't he?
It was. Yeah, it was definitely longer.
Because Colin had a lot shorter hair than Tom this time.
Yes.
The short hair is back. I'm happy. Sorry.
Yeah,
me too.
Sorry, I'm not sorry.
It looks...
I think most of the fandom's happy.
Yeah, no offense to long hair people, but I like the short much better.
Mm-hmm.
I think the long hair kind of ages him a bit. Mm. I think it looks a bit
will,
younger.
I will say, there were moments in 5A with the long hair. It helped with like the cinematography. Like when it was that episode, I think it was... it was birth, and they were sitting there talking about their future, and the Promethean flame lit up, and he's just turning to his side with that little bit of hair just right in front of his face, and I was like, God, you are gorgeous.
Yeah.
I know just what you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And it really helped with the dark hook.
Very
much. It was really necessary, I thought. It really added to it.
I agree.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely for the dark hook.
It's like, what did you differently? Oh, I just parted it to the other side.
They did more than that. He was just...
Colin is definitely a method actor, and if that's what he needs to do to get into the zone, then baby, you part that hair the other side. You boo-boo-boo-boo.
To be honest with you, all I can remember from the day two panel now, because I have a really crap memory, is I got a decent photo from that panel. Because, like...
Is that all you remember?
Day one.
It was hard.
Colin on day one was so nervous that he was literally just covering his face the whole time. And then day two, I managed to get a couple of pictures of him because he didn't do it so much. He was a bit more comfortable.
Well, Sean was on stage with him too, so I mean...
I think that helped a lot.
Oh, that's true.
Sean
yeah.
McGuire crashing.
So Sarah, talk about your meet and greet since you had such
an
awesome question.
I was in the meet and greet with the girl who decided to inform him of what coffee means.
Oh, no.
To which I, myself, and a few others kind of put our head in our hands and was just like, oh, no, there are certain things you don't, certain secrets you don't. And he was really confused. It was more like, wait, what do you mean coffee? And they were trying to explain to him the scene. Of date night where they're in the hallway and, you know, Emma asks him in to have coffee with Elsa and her parents. And Colin still wasn't really catching on. And he thought it was more like, he made a comment about, like, wait, like a threesome with Elsa? Like, who might be into that? But he seemed to find the whole thing rather strange.
Well, no shit.
As anyone would. But his response to the whole thing was basically like, you know, at first he was like, yeah, they totally have. And then he was like, well, no, probably not, because Grumpy is always, like, running in and yelling about something.
Which,
so
he has a point.
He kind of contradicted himself and really didn't give a concrete answer. So
okay.
It probably hasn't even come up, honestly. Like, if they see it in a script, then it'll happen, but...
I
can't imagine it's something they talk about with the writers.
Like, do you remember when Leanne asked Annie about it, and they said, well, you have to ask the characters. You want to go sit down and have a drink and ask them. I'm like, no, just let us know.
Just please. Tell us. You ruin our life elsewhere. Just tell us.
Simon says please.
Yeah. Go and have a sit down with fictional characters and they'll tell you. No. You tell us. You're the writer.
Right?
But the thing is even if he said, oh yeah, they have, like, does it really change anything for us? Like, it doesn't.
No.
It doesn't really.
It's actually we'd like more to see interesting it. Not knowing. Because it's like, yeah. Have they, haven't they? Like,
I'm just kind saying, of... yeah.
Because if he were to come out and be like, yes, they have, then everyone, I feel like, would be upset because it's not something we saw.
Yeah.
Well, regardless of the first time or not, I would like to see something happen. The Outlaw Queen had the vault scene. Snowing had, you know, Taco. So, something.
And Rumbells had him twice.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not a massive fan, I have to say.
They lost me at, like, mid-season 4. I mean, I did gush about the dance at the beginning of season 4. And then from there on, it just got worse and worse and worse. And I'm like, how can anybody in their right mind still like these two together?
I don't know. I watched that dance scene, actually, just last night. And I kind of lost my shit. Just, like, laughing my ass off. Because I couldn't take it seriously. And it was just so frustrating because she looks so beautiful. And I'm like, aw, you should not be with this asshole. God, just go away. You have Stockholm syndrome and I need you to move on, okay? And so, like, it was just so hard because now I can't rewatch that scene without just laughing ridiculously because I just can't support that.
Like, you know, the beginning, you know, the first season, even all of that, when you go back and rewatch it, it's just been ruined by everything that's happened recently. Yeah, like I'm currently rewatching season 4 and I just still cannot even believe the things that he does to her, like with pretending to be Killian and then taking the dagger. It's just like, how much more can you put her through?
Yeah, I've said that like for a while now. Like, it's just like a typical abusive relationship.
Yeah,
there's no fixing that relationship at all.
There is not.
Yeah, I'm actually funny that you mentioned that you're rewatching season 4 right now because I clearly am too. And, yeah, I'm kind of struggling with it right now. I'm on episode 7, and I'm just, I'm struggling a little bit with it, man. I'm struggling.
Yeah. I mean, I'm a huge Frozen fan. I love Frozen. And I really loved, like, I thought they were all perfectly cast, and I really love the characters. I love Elsa being on the show. I kind of wish she was back all the time.
I completely agree.
The Snow Queen storyline kind of fell short for me, and also Emma was a little out of character throughout that whole arc too, which just bothered me, just, and even more so as I rewatch it. It's just you know, her, the whole thing with Hook not having his heart and she just doing nothing to look into that when he's clearly showing her all these signs.
Yeah, like she knew something was wrong, like,
and the writers just gave her nothing to do with it. Yeah, the writers, there was no follow-up.
Yeah. Oh, I'm still bitter about that 32-second closure. That needed to be more.
And the thing is I was so ecstatic that Belle finally stood up for herself and took control.
Oh,
and that
so
scene was so good.
Badass.
But then you had that huge letdown at the end with just no payoff for that entire storyline with the heart. And it's, you know, it really ruined the episode.
The pacing of that particular point felt off to me because, yeah, I just gave the guy I've been dating his heart back. Now I'm just going to go back downstairs and have a drink with my son's stepmother.
Yes,
exactly.
Yeah. In fact, how they've written Belle's just really annoying me. Like, she doesn't seem to have any friends when she's, like, one of the nicest people and would easily have lots of friends, you know?
Oh, yeah.
And she's just always with Rumple, and that's it.
And it makes me mad when people get on the fact that, you know, Killian and Belle have kind of this budding friendship, and then I'm like, yeah, because they're being friends over a guy, their friendship is kind of based off of their mutual disdain for a man who's kind of ruining their lives right now.
Yeah.
So.
And it kind of bothers me, especially now that she's, like, under the sleeping curse, no one else is trying to save her.
No!
Yeah.
Nobody.
Oh,
is that the case? Is that how it is?
No, they do.
I don't remember.
Because the
yeah,
but you hear Emma talking about it, don't you? About they ask where.
Oh,
Rumpel
yeah,
is,
because
you know?
The reason why it didn't work because she doesn't want to be with him.
Yeah.
That's what that was.
So yeah. She does know about it.
Yeah, they do know about it.
Well, Bex said in my meet and greet with Bex, she's like, just give Zelina the box and she'll get her out. Like, it's...
Get it, girl.
I know. I really want... Give Belle a storyline that doesn't involve her sleeping.
Well, yes!
But those are the best storylines, because that's what I want to do all day. Just sleep.
Yes. This is the quote of the day so far. Give Belle some goddamn friends.
So we've done the panels and meet and greets. What else?
I want to mention my little convo I had with him about the elevator scene.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Because, well, I started out by saying that I think the elevator scene is the most important pivotal moment for the two of them and their relationship. Yeah. And that I also thought it was one of the stronger performances for both of them, both Colin and Jen.
Absolutely.
And everyone kind of agreed, and Colin was very appreciative of that, and he definitely agreed that it was, for Hook and Emma, their most important scene. Mm-hmm. But I wanted to know how, as an actor, you get yourself to that emotional level. Like, how do you tell yourself, okay, my character has to say goodbye forever to the person that they love. How am I gonna bring this? And he said that it was really, really difficult. They were shooting the scene at, like, 3 o'clock in the morning. It was the last scene of the night. They had very little time to do it, so they were so stressed, and the pressure was on to make it perfect. And the first couple of takes, it was not working at all. They just couldn't get there, and it was just bad. So he had to kind of step aside a little bit and be like, look, we're putting too much pressure on ourselves. You need to just step back and just read the lines, and if you believe it, the audience will believe it. And he debated back and forth whether or not he was going to cry in the scene. And he said, you know, if it was me personally, I would have been crying. So that's why I did it. And there was that one take where Jen started crying and he started crying, and they both just kind of hit that moment, and it worked perfectly. And it was, I know, right? Like, it was, to like, listening to him talk about it is like, I think we were like, everyone in the room was kind of silent.
Kind of like
I'm silent right now, just thinking about it.
So yeah, it was really cool. It was really cool to hear him kind of, and he went on about it for a long time. Like, I honestly wish I could remember everything that he said, because it was such a well thought out, elaborate. I kept calling it like a JMO answer, because we all know that she, you know. Exactly. And that's what this was. So, like, you know that it's a scene that he feels really strongly about. So,
yeah.
That was kind of my highlight of the whole convention.
And getting that kind of response out of Colin, he must really care about it, because he's usually quite shy and doesn't expand that much on answers.
Right.
Exactly.
And I think it made for a better photo op with him immediately afterwards. I think that's why my photo was so good.
Because I was just behind you for the photo op, and he did recognize you, didn't he? He was like, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's fantastic.
So, is there anything else you want to talk about from the second, from the meet and greet?
We should mention our little on the street curb moment.
Yeah, I was going to say, we have to talk about some of the little moments.
I remember you guys talking about this.
Before we get to that, I remember something from our meet and greet, from my meet and greet, sorry. But he said, someone asked him about Emma and him having babies and getting married, and he was like, whoa.
Oh, yeah.
He was like, whoa, wait a minute. Can they just take a minute to be a couple? And I was like, thank you.
So, for real.
Yeah, I agree.
I do think, like, I know that the fans are getting anxious, because everyone kind of seems to think that we're going to be getting towards the end of the show. And so everyone wants them to get that happy ending and get the wedding in and babies and all this stuff. But I'm still not there yet. I'm not ready for it.
Not
like,
either.
There's so much more development I want. I don't want this to be rushed. Mm-hmm. So I really hope it's not the last season. And I think there's so many stories that they have left to do. Like, they could definitely go on for so many more years. It's just a matter of keeping the actors interested, I think, at this point.
Too.
Yeah.
I'm still waiting for Aladdin and Jasmine.
Yes.
I need it.
But they ruined Hercules and Meg so much that I don't even know if I want them anymore.
Oh, I was so mad about that.
So mad.
Yeah, they were only in it for one episode. Which was ridiculous.
Yeah.
That pissed me off. Also, the fact that Meg was kind of more timid and not sassy.
Exactly.
Yes.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And the fact that we got the Wonder Boy line from Lana and not Meg.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
The only good thing to come out of that episode was the fact that Snow decided she didn't want to be called Mary Margaret anymore.
Yes. I've been waiting for that moment.
So what was your little curve moment outside? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, who wants to tell the story?
I think Gabrielle should. She initiated it, right?
No, I didn't. That was Sarah.
Did you? What's it?
So what were we doing? Why were we on the street?
We were just walking home. Back to your
Well, we
your
walking
flat.
To our flat.
Yeah. It was kind of a lull in between, like, all the panels have been over, the autograph signings are over, photo ops are over, but there was still this, like, late night party that was going to happen for people who had all this extra money that could buy the ticket,
yeah.
Which was not us.
No.
So we were leaving, I guess going back to the apartment. We had rented an apartment for the weekend, and we were at, like, this stop sign area on the street. And this car pulls up to the stop sign. And it was one of these stops where, like, you can't just go right away. Like, you have to wait till the traffic, the ongoing traffic is done. So they're stopped there. And we all look in the car, and it's Colin, Sean, and Liam, right?
Yep.
Oh, Lord.
Or was it Greg?
No, it was Liam.
It was Liam.
And they're, like, waving like crazy people at us.
Or do we start
Please
waving
tell
to them
me.
First?
Well, oh I know God. I awkwardly, like, kind of waved.
Is it bad that I have this image of them singing "Get Out of My Dreams and Get Into My Car"?
Yes, I love that song.
Yeah, I think they waved first because they probably saw the things we had around our neck because we all still had our passes on.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And Colin was closest, right?
Yes, he's at the window.
Yes.
He had a little
yeah, so
smile.
He was like waving like mad.
Lord.
But then he got really embarrassed and looked away.
Well, Sean was talking to him, so
yeah.
But it was cool. It was like a little moment that the four of us had that no one else got. So
we were special.
It was nice. And it was our first proper freak out moment as well. Like,
oh yeah, we went around the corner and we started screaming like we were crazy,
dude.
Because you know I had spent all day. I thought I was going into this, I was going to be really nervous and kind of freaking out about it. But then it was so easy. It was so easy to go up to them, and it was so easy to talk to them. And I thought, wow, this is it just because I'm old? Like, that I don't freak out as much anymore because I'm, like, not a teenager? But then that happened, and we all, like, simultaneously screamed at the same time.
Well, but I think the key is you reined it in until you went around the corner.
Yes.
Yeah. See, that's the key to being
that
an adult.
That was important. Yeah. Yes, that was important.
Yeah,
it was difficult.
Yeah, we didn't follow the car, so that was, you know.
Unlike, yeah, others had done that weekend.
Oh, oh lordy.
Can we please talk about that?
There you go, Jenna. That's your segue.
This is my favorite thing that happened.
Oh, God.
Right. So we were, it was the end of the convention. Yeah. And all of the cars were, like, coming out with people, and everyone was, like, lined up and waving and stuff.
It was like and Beatlemania.
It was.
Outside the convention
oh,
center.
I bet.
There was so many people. But the way it was kind of laid out was like the convention center was on a road that was like a one-way street. And then it got to the top and then the cars basically went down a parallel road back the other way. So there's like this bit in the middle where a lot of people were stood. And this one girl like basically was right near the convention center. And like when Lana came out, she waved like mad. And then she just sprinted up the road and then
I'm talking like she was the Flash. She was the real life Flash.
So fast. And then she sprinted up the hill, like onto the grass bit, and then kept sprinting all the way down the road,
just
like parallel.
Down the road. She was gone.
She was like a blurb
so
on my
fast.
Camera. Like it was just like
it was the weirdest.
Was she cosplaying
thing.
Barry Allen at the time?
I remember her being in all white.
Yeah, she
that's
really
why she was
out.
So visual. Like you could see
oh,
her so
wow.
well because it was like this just white blur. It just went by her face.
You've got the video, haven't you? Though
I do have. Yeah, I have it
you
on.
Just
it's
see
just
it,
this
like
white blur.
Oh my god!
Can we talk about how cool Amy was? Though she was hanging out the window,
like a
Amy,
rock star.
Yes.
And she is funny. She's like really,
yes.
really
she's super cool. Like yeah, she's really awesome.
This isn't really. From the fairy tale convention, but I went to Wales Comic Con and Amy was there. And just this one thing that made me laugh is I asked them, so what was your funniest moment from filming? And Amy said, the bit where she transforms into the bear. She'd just been like eaten for ages. She literally stuffed herself with food because she like loves food so much. And she says, like, the dress is really tight. So she was there like writhing on the floor and she just kept like breaking wind.
Oh, no!
And she said she was so embarrassed because like she was there with Robert Carlyle and Emily Durango. Just couldn't stop.
I feel like that would be the story.
Oh,
of my life.
God. Oh, that's great.
Oh, that's priceless.
Sorry, I had to just like put that in there.
Oh, that's too funny though. If there's anybody you don't want to do that in front of, it's Robert. He would just look at you weird, like, what are you doing?
I'm method acting, Robert. Let it happen.
Oh my god.
Well, he has boys.
You dare be so gross in front of the Dark One? I'll kill you. Yeah, don't ever make me an actor. That was my Dark One voice.
You needed a Deary. You needed a Deary in there, and it would have
been perfect. No, I would have been funny. And they would have been so funny if he dropped a eating food like that comes with a price.
Oh.
Breaking wind always comes with a price, dude.
Yes! There it is.
That's there the motto for this week.
Yes. Breaking wind comes with a price, dearie. I love it.
Oh.
I live.
So were there any other like nice little moments that you two had at the convention?
I really laughed when we were doing the group photo for the meet and greet, and Colin apologized for smelling like coffee, and he said, and I mean real coffee, not the other coffee. I thought that was really cute.
He's addicted to coffee, though. All he drinks is coffee. Like,
that's true.
Yes.
Everyone
yes.
else had bottles of water, and everywhere he went, he just had coffee. It was just like coffee.
Oh my goodness. Yeah. Well, I'm sure he lived.
As opposed to Sean, who had alcohol.
Yes.
did he really?
And the meet and greet with Sean, he was so funny, but yeah.
He was definitely drunk in the closing ceremony, Sean.
He said it.
Oh my god.
And well, Colin was like his dad looking after him.
He said him and Colin and their wives went out for, you know, lunch and had some beers, so.
Drinks. Yeah.
Oh, that's funny. So that hug. Yeah, that hug picture just took on a whole new meaning with finding out that they were inebriated.
Oh, yeah.
It was drunk hugs.
I do think that closing ceremony was probably one of my favorite life moments.
Yes.
It was
because,
great.
Like, I remember watching it last year with the Let It Go and just having so much secondhand embarrassment and being like, why do they do this every year? Like, this just seems so weird to just have them... Exactly. But having seen it in person, like, I have an entirely different outlook on it. What? Like, it really is a lot of fun, and they are having fun.
Yeah.
I mean, Colin's, I don't know, Colin maybe not, but... I mean,
last year I felt bad because Colin and Jin had to be, like, so separated because it's damn, you know, certain fans. So it was really sucked.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you know what I liked, though? Because, like, you know, after, like, the couple of incidents with the fans and Colin and, like, them kind of being rude to him and stuff, like Lana came out with Colin like linking arms in the closing ceremony.
I think
like Lana did that on purpose. I think she did it kind of to support him, which was nice.
Mm-hmm.
She has her moments, not many of them, but she does have them.
No.
Yeah,
sometimes I think she's just oblivious.
Yeah.
There was a moment though in her panel where I felt like she was almost had enough, because she was getting so much pressure put on her to say the things that they wanted her to say. And she just, I remember her making a comment where it was like, you guys are not going to be happy unless I say what you want me to.
Yeah, some of that comment.
Like, what do you want me to do?
I remember that.
I remember that.
So you can definitely tell there was a point.
I think if she would stop leading him on and say, like, look, mm-hmm. this is not going to happen. Because Sean even told us in our meet and greet, he said, look, this ain't going to happen. So...
But the thing is she has. I don't know if you guys remember the letter that she posted. Where she said, you know, am I not allowed to have my own opinion on this?
I do remember that, yes.
So, I mean, she has said it, and it's done nothing. It's not changed a thing in how people treat her. So,
no.
I feel bad for her in a way. Like, she just wants to make everyone happy, and it's hard to juggle everyone.
That moment you're talking about as well, because she was going to answer, like, honestly, you know, she was actually going to give an answer. And then because they kept shouting at her,
The question was, is if she could write, I don't know if it was the last script, like the final episode, or if she could write Regina's ending, you know, an ending to her story, what would it be? And she was trying to get across that she wanted Regina to have inner peace with herself.
Yes.
But then all this chanting happened and she couldn't get her answer out.
See, that's just plain rude. Absolutely rude. You're there to, you know, see your faves and all that, but actually let them explain themselves and have a chance to speak.
That's the thing, yeah, it's like they don't really care what she's going to say.
It was really frustrating as someone who paid money to be there that I couldn't hear the actors' answers to questions because of the chanting. Yes. You know, like when Colin gets asked about a Captain Swan wedding, I shouldn't have to listen to other shippers chanting their ships. I should be able to listen to him talk.
Yes. Well, I didn't hear the chanting for other ships.
Left. Oh, there was chanting on my side of the auditorium.
Oh, I didn't hear that.
A lot of it.
She's like, oh, damn.
Yes.
I think you were just surrounded by them, Sarah.
Well, I was. I really was. I was all by myself. All by my Captain Swan self.
You poor thing.
Well, that's okay. Remember at the end when the cars were leaving, we started chanting at Captain Swan because they were
We tried to retaliate at the end.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bless you.
It was only the four of us chanting.
It was the four of us, but we tried.
Don't care.
We were chanting Captain Charming.
Yes.
As well, yeah.
Yes.
See, all I was actually sat next to two Captain Swan shippers, so I had a good time.
Aww, the only time I ran into them was in lines for Colin.
For Colin, yeah.
So, I said to this one girl, we were in line for his autograph, and I said, where have you been hiding? She's like, I don't know. I was going to say the same thing. Where are all the Captain Swan fans?
I met quite a few.
I think we're just intimidated by the sheer amount of, like, Swan.
I think we were just behaving well and staying quiet. That's what it was. We weren't
like
making ourselves known.
Like you're supposed to be.
Exactly.
Yeah. We're not being disrespectful, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The shade of it all.
The shade of it all.
I think there's one moment I want to talk about, and that was Colin photo op on the second day. So, I was quite close to the front for it, and
the one where you were behind me.
You were there, weren't you? No, was that not the duo? That was the duo, right? So it was the first person to have the photo with Colin that day. And the first person, they kind of have to set the camera up. So they hold these like big weird things and like get the camera all set up. And she'd asked him for a dance pose, so he was there like holding her hand and like with his arm around her and like basically staring into her eyes and and like smiling, and I could see her just getting like shakier and shakier by the second. And I was just like, oh my gosh, she's gonna faint. So to try and calm her down, he started talking to her, and like in French.
No, and he said
something like about la chambre, thinking it meant room, when actually it means bedroom.
Yeah.
And then and she literally just went like that was the noise that escaped her. And then they went back to the pose again, and he was just staring right at her while they were setting the camera up, and they finally took this photo, and she looked like she was drunk. She was like zigzagging over to the table to pick up her bag. And then he literally just laughed at her and was like, she was so gone.
Oh my God.
Fainted. It was hilarious.
You know, he did the same thing to the girl sitting next to me in the meet and greet, because she asked about, I think she asked about his audition or something, but he eventually went into explaining how the difference between himself and Hook is how Hook addresses everyone with this intense eye contact. And he did it to this poor girl, and I was concerned for her health. I really thought, like, it's not fair to do that to someone.
All I need to stop activating the smolder. Stop it.
I think he gets a kick out of it.
I think so too, yeah.
If I get the balls to ask him to do that in Vancouver, I have to ask you, Justine and Kim, I don't know if you guys know, we're going to be rooming together in Vancouver, so it's going to be kind of crazy. So if I get the balls to do that, you're going to have to like resuscitate me somehow.
Reach out, in out,
they're so blue. Oh my god.
Don't worry. I will take care of these two while we are in Vancouver. I will make sure they do not make asses out of themselves. I will be daddy charming, and that's, yes.
I'm gonna be right there with you.
I know we're gonna have like our own Vancouver reunion there.
Sarah, you're going?
Yes.
Yes. Yay! Oh, Doug.
I'm trying to go too.
Yes.
Yes.
I'm definitely not going.
Jenna.
That's all right.
You are the farthest away. So
I'm going to the Storybrooke one in the UK instead.
Woohoo!
Okay, that works.
That reminds me, though, of Steph. You know, when she went for her duo photo with Lana and Colin? And she literally just walked in, looked at them one after the other, and then just went, whoa. That was it.
I'm either going to be the catatonic state kind of girl, or I'm going to be just word vomit constantly, just coming out of my mouth.
Yeah, I didn't know what to say when I was getting, when he was getting my autograph. I was like, send Jen our love. I didn't know what else to say. Yeah.
Just walk and be like, sup.
I found that if you're wearing a By Hook or By Cook t-shirt, it's a great conversation starter.
Yeah, he liked that, didn't he?
Mm-hmm.
I bet.
Yeah.
I think my best favorite moment with Colin was my meet and greet group picture, because I wanted to stand in the back, and I didn't expect him to stand anywhere near me, but he came and stood next to me, shoulder to shoulder. I was like, oh my god,
oh lord.
And the girl,
tell me you didn't wash that shoulder for a minute.
No, yeah, it took me a little while. And a girl tried to squeeze herself in between, and I was like, no honey, no.
No bitch, get back.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, no bitch, this is my time.
No.
It was best.
Yeah, my.
No, we actually plan on me, Justine, and Kim. We're gonna do a modern Captain Charming Hood cosplay one day.
Ooh, nice. Yeah.
Obviously, Kim's gonna be Charming. Justine is Hook, and I'm Robin.
Awesome.
That's gonna be awesome. Yeah,
can't wait to see it.
Yeah,
so much flannel. It's gonna be so much flannel on this trip. It's not even gonna be funny. No one judge me. And the fact is that I already own it, so I guess there's that. I've got that going for me.
Phenomenal. And you know we're going to hit up Main Street Brewery.
You mean by
I think
up,
the plan was to be there like
shit?
Every night.
Yeah, exactly, every night.
Just in case, yeah, like when Lauren texted me that picture, and I was like, you bitch. Did you get that picture at all, Sarah?
I saw it on Facebook, yeah.
Okay, yeah.
That was actually how we reconnected.
Shut up.
Was that picture.
I was talking to her. I met her through Twitter, and I met Jamie through Twitter. We had a little group. We called ourselves the CS Golden Girls.
Okay.
There was four of us, and I'm actually wearing the Golden Girls t-shirt that Steve made for us right now.
I love Steve's t-shirts.
I know, they're great. So we were on our Twitter chat, on our DM, and she texted me. She's like, this just happened. Not even 24 hours into her being in Steveston, or in Vancouver, really, and she runs into not only Colin, but Helen and Evan were there as well.
Yeah.
Aww.
I was like, you suck.
I know. I was there a week and saw nothing.
And he had a beanie on. And yes. I was like, oh, my lord, you... I couldn't take it.
Jenna's going to make those little noises when he makes that look at her. She's just going to be like, ugh. She's
For real.
Just like the little tiny squeak that comes out. Ugh. Something like that. I don't know.
Oh, you just reminded me about something.
I'm going to be like, he's looking at me, Kim. What do I do?
You breathe, like, Jenna. Breathe.
Play it
inhale,
cool, play it
exhale.
Cool.
You just play breathe cool. And enjoy it.
And hopefully you don't have coffee breath and you don't like... Yes. Oh, we need to have Lamaze for Vancouver. Is that what we need to have?
Vancouver Lamaze. Oh, yeah.
Or just
my God.
Lots of tequila.
I mean, that
tequila
works.
Tequila works. No, yeah. Rum,
to be
girl,
fair,
rum.
Though, it probably likes the smell of coffee breath. He's that obsessed with coffee that.
So what you're saying is don't let them eat like this horrendously garlicky lunch before we do our photo ops, right?
Yes. Yes.
I just remembered. I just remembered one of Colin's photo op people while I was queuing up, and you know, we weren't supposed to take letters or gifts or whatever. And she took a letter and gave it to him, and he was like, "Oh, thank you." Put it in this back pocket, and he just kind of turned around then to hand it over to like his manager person or whoever was like assisting him. Yeah. And like just as he was turning around, she literally jumped on him and like kissed him, and then ran off.
Oh no!
No!
And
no,
I was
no,
like,
no.
No.
Oh, that's just wrong.
He was like so shocked.
Although I had a worse vision. I thought you were gonna say like she copped a feel or something like that. Like.
I know that's a exactly.
I don't know. That probably wouldn't have been as bad.
Oh, I don't know, man. I don't know.
She just kind of launched at him.
Convention etiquette. I just feel like we need to write a book.
I think so too.
Yes.
Oh, convention chapters I could fill for you.
That's true.
I feel you, Kim. I've worked at some of them too. It's yeah.
Or even like
convention etiquette for dummies.
Or even fairy tales. They weren't really quite organized, so I'd probably write a book about how to organize better a convention. Like, the lines were out of control, and it was crazy.
It was a bit of a hot mess.
Yes.
It was, yeah. The second day was okay, though, because Julie got involved.
Yeah. Well, yeah, thankfully she did, because otherwise it was crazy. That's why I was late to my meet and greet. So mad.
An organized con is a good con. Just saying.
We're going to end each episode with a little recommendation for either a fic or a video or some type of artist. So we're going to do fics this week. So who's got one? Fic recommendations. Go ahead.
I am going to recommend one that is currently being written. It's not a new one. It's I'll choose either like current like fics that are like currently being written or just new ones. This one is called We Own Tonight. It's by To the End of the World or Time on Tumblr. Michelle is a dear she's a dear friend of mine.
Damn it, JMO, that was going to be my recommendation.
She's a dear friend of mine. And she needs all the love in the world right now because she's been going through some stuff. But it is absolutely my favorite Lieutenant Duckling fic out right now. And plus a little bit of sprinkling of Frozen Swan in there. If you haven't read it, please do. It is phenomenal.
And start from the beginning. That's, it's totally worth it.
Start from the beginning. It's We Own Tonight by To the End of the World Our Time.
And she just posted a chapter, didn't she?
She did. That's why I'm recommending it because I got to go read that chapter now, girl.
Yeah, I know.
All right, so mine is a little different. It's called Prairie Lullaby by, I'm going to think it's pronounced Ushka on fanfiction.net. I have this really weird fascination with, like, Westerns.
Like,
one of my favorite shows is Dr. Quinn Medicine Woman, and I'm currently obsessed with When Calls the Heart.
Woohoo! Yeah, When Calls the Heart.
So... so this is totally in that genre, this like Western historical AU, and it is the slowest burn you will ever read, almost to the point where it's torture. But I love every second of it. So that's mine. It's been going on for about 2 years now. The updates aren't too quick, but the chapters are really long, so it would take you a really long time to get through all 19 that are currently up, and it's still ongoing.
As a writer myself, it just depends on the time. Like, my schedule is kind of, you know, to where I only have, like, 2 days to write, and there are some times when stuff just doesn't come out. And so, like, I feel bad for not updating as quickly, but I'm just like, I have a life, too.
It's okay. I have I have the bones of something I've been trying to write for JMO for, like, ever. And it's just been sitting, and now my computer's in the shop, so I don't even have my, like, outlines. So I'm just like... I feel like I want to write stuff, and it's always when I'm at work. And I'm like, I don't want to use work's Wi-Fi to log into my Google Docs so they can see what I'm writing. And I'm like, oh, I'm just like stuck at this awful crossroads where you can't please everyone, and you can't write from anybody but yourself. So if it takes you a year to update a fic, it takes you a year to update a fic. And
true shame.
That's what it's all about, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We're not paid to do this, guys. We work for the same price you guys.
And I mean, everyone understands too, like, you'd rather have a good quality update than just something that someone just throws together in 5 minutes because they feel like they have to, you know?
Exactly.
So I think we can wrap this up.
I agree.
This was fun, ladies.
We've been talking for
ages.
We'll see you guys next time.
Bye.